Thank you for staying tuned in to Rosie on the House, where we're talking with Mark Boehm of the Military Assistance Mission right here in Arizona. On your website, y'all have a pretty extensive list of programs and the many ways you've customized helping these E5 military veterans. And the list just goes on and on and on. But just as of right now in this holiday season, y'all got a special Operation Santa Claus coming up here in just a couple weeks.
We do. We're thrilled about it. We're happy about it because really Sanderson Ford really helps so many different charities, and we're one of those charities. And Sanderson Ford has been doing this for a long time. But on December the 19th, we will be hosting Operation Christmas Giving. And again, that will be December 19th, 2020. And Operation Christmas Giving is really eligible to those Arizona military, active duty, National Guard, or Reserve, ranks E6 and below. And so those families can attend this event and receive Christmas gifts for their children. And it's going to be a little bit different, Rosie, just because of the COVID. You know, in the past, we've had this event where it was very family-oriented. You could go and you could eat and you could mingle around and you could pick your clothing out or your toys. This year, we think it's going to be pretty good because we're going to package everything for that family, again, because of the COVID. But we're also going to have some Christmas carolers out there. We're going to have Santa. Obviously, you can't, if you want to take a picture, it's going to have to be the distance, the 6 feet apart. But we're going to have so much more there. It's really going to be a festive holiday event, and we're really excited about it.
Mark Boehm, Executive Director of Military Assistance Mission. Now, Mark, is here Thanksgiving weekend, is it too late for an Arizona homeowner that would like to support Operation Christmas Giving? Is it too late to get on the website and support a family or make a donation to make that event extra special for our military families?
No, we actually, December is really a good giving month for us. It helps us put on Operation Christmas Giving. And we have on there, if you go on to the MAM site, which is azmam.org, and right there you'll see Operation Christmas Giving. We have programs that you can adopt a family. So if you give X amount, our team will pair it up with an Arizona military family. And if you don't want to do the shopping, you can leave the shopping to us, and we'll get it done for them. But we are expecting over 1,200 military children to serve. And already we have almost 1,000 already signed up. So it's a pretty neat deal, and we're really looking forward to serving our military.
And that,
Rosie, I think you know it. This darn COVID thing has really hit so many people.
It has, and this Operation Christmas Giving is just one program. I mean, when you look down the list of programs, GI Gap Grant, Back to School Mission. Now, whoever came up with Comfort Keepers, I can tell you that was a great one. That is a great program. And then the Dine to Donate.
Yes.
Pick one of the participating restaurants, go out and dine, mention MAM, and 20% of your ticket is going to be redirected to Military Assistance Mission. I mean, and that's just like three or four of like 12 programs that y'all have organized.
Right, and we've been so blessed, and our board does a great job, and we have a lot of great volunteers that put these programs on. And Rosie, what we call them is our morale programs, that we're supporting our active military through various programs. And each year we're roughly serving around 4,500 military members and their families who benefit from our morale programs. But, with that said, it takes a little bit of money to put these things on. It takes the money to purchase certain elements. So that's why if you can donate, $20, $50, $2, it doesn't matter. It all adds up so we can best serve our active military members there. But Our back-to-school mission on August the 8th went extremely well. And again, with the COVID element, a car just simply drove up. We had our volunteers pack the backpacks for the kids who were right there in the back, and off they went. And so it was extremely successful. But like you said, we have many, many programs that can benefit our Arizona military members.
Well, I can't hear the story of Margie or her son or ma'am without getting choked up. That's a call you never want to get. And then to get that call on Mother's Day.
Yeah, I'm with you. Every time I talk to her, I think, as everybody knows, I don't know how she goes through every single day, but you would never know by her enthusiasm and her zest for life. And I know ma'am is dear to her heart and what she started. And I told her, the only thing is, I don't want to disappoint her with the mission that she set forward. So we got a tremendous staff who works day and night to try to put these things on for our military and raising the necessary dollars to help them as well. So we're very blessed, you know, and COVID has hit us hard. It's hit everybody hard. But you come in every day and you just keep swinging the best that you can and doing those things, and then things fall into place. They usually do. So we're very fortunate of what we've been able to do this past year and what we're going to continue to do.
And Mark, the website one more time.
Sure. It's azmam.org, and you can simply go on there and look at all the programs we have, the financial assistance that we have, that we provide to our military members, and of course how you can donate.
A great place to direct your Arizona tax credit for the year for the purpose of serving our military veterans. Mr. Mark Boehm, Executive Director of Military Assistance Mission, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to share with us your story and the story of your mission.
God bless, Rosie. Appreciate everything you do, and Merry Christmas.
Well, we appreciate that information on Military Assistance Mission, and I'm asked often, Rosie, how do you, as a family and as a team leader, determine where to direct your resources? And I have to admit, I learned it the hard way. Decades ago, I had the habit of saying yes to everybody, and we got spread too thin. So I started, the light went on, and I said, how can I be more focused in directing our team's resources? And then one day I stumbled across this vision statement. We envision a world where everyone has a decent place to live. And I thought, well, if I'm trying to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend, how can I not team up with a group whose vision statement is to provide a decent place to live for everyone? And of course, I'm talking about Habitat for Humanity. And we are privileged today to be joined by Mr. Jason Barlow, the president and CEO of Habitat for Humanity Central Arizona. Mr. Barlow, thanks a million for joining us this Thanksgiving weekend special edition of Rosie on the House.
Well, thank you, Rosie. It's a pleasure to be here today. And how was your Thanksgiving?
Well, I can't say, because someone would have us arrested. Let me just say there were over 20 Romeros on a plane coming and going. It was a big, big group, but we did it outside picnic fashion. So I have to tell you, it was spectacular. I hope yours was too.
Yeah, same thing in the backyard. It was great.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, as our Thanksgiving celebration changed a little bit this year, Habitat for Humanity and the decades I've been associated with is an organization that I think a lot of homeowners are associated with. One of the things you can do is volunteer and learn how to drive a 16-penny nail and learn how to hang sheetrock and learn how to hang a door. Things had to change this year, didn't they?
They sure did, Rosie. We had to pivot like a lot of other groups to learn and adapt and ultimately prevail. And I think that's what we have done. 15 homeowners have received keys to their new homes just since the outbreak, middle of March. So even though we shut down for the better part of 2 months almost completely, we think we figured out how to keep moving ahead. And it does involve less volunteers, as you suggested. So we're building. We're still building. In fact, we've got 16 homes under construction right now in the valley, all over the place. Another 11 are planned for the spring. But until we get a vaccine and can put this pandemic to bed, we are using more of our frequent and experienced volunteers. We call them our team leaders and our house leaders because they have been with Habitat a long time and they know what they're doing, rather than bringing in raw recruits, if you please, from places that don't yet know how to help and drive that penny nail, 16 penny nail, and so forth. So that's how we've kind of changed our operations. But as I said, we're still, our board of directors said we still got our foot on the gas, not on the brakes. So that's been kind of our philosophy.
Well, historically, I think a lot of people know through their church or through their civic organization or through their corporate entity or through their neighborhoods, that many of these places would recruit a team and you'd go down and you'd work on a weekend with your hands, getting some home done for a homeowner who was also there generally working with their hands. For those people that would be committed to helping you fulfill your vision of providing a decent place for everyone to live, if we can't get down there and get our hands dirty, how can we help?
Well, we, like I said, we're still building homes with our more experienced people. But what you can do now is you can donate, because we're still, as I said, we're still building homes. We still need contributions to make those homes go. And we're really delighted that all the way through the end of this year, all of our big corporate sponsors have continued to allow their funding to flow to Habitat, even though they've all shut down all of their volunteers. And so that's kind of the new reality. But people can help Habitat now by a small donation. You know, this is our 35th anniversary in the Valley of the Sun, 35 years. And so we're encouraging people to text the donation to Habitat CAZ for Central Arizona to 44321. You just text 44321 and you text the word Habitat CAZ, you'll be met with a page where you can donate. And if you'd like to donate $35 a month or something like that in celebration of our 35th anniversary, that'd be dynamite. And oh, by the way, that adds up to about what you can donate on the Arizona tax credit. And we are an Arizona tax credit charity where that money just comes right off of your Arizona tax liability.
All right.
It's kind of a win-win.
Oh, yeah. So here's my sermon, folks. If I saved you a couple thousand dollars by not investing in something someone promised you return on investment, or a couple hundred dollars on a project you were able to do around your home, I'd encourage you to take a percentage of that savings, redirect it to Habitat for Humanity, and then get a tax credit for it. I mean, that's a win, 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 win all the way down the line. More with Jason Barlow right after this.